State-level economic development policies often change from one governor to the next. A researcher from Western Illinois found a state with policies that remained fairly consistent through the latter half of the 20th century, and he discovered that approach yielded mixed results. The findings are compiled in the book Selling the State: Economic Development Policy in Kentucky. It's published by the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs, where author Timothy Collins is assistant director. Collins says he looked at the policies for 9 Kentucky governors.
These policies got started with Governor Happy Chandler, and he surprised at least this researcher because his view of government was that it shouldn't be doing things, but he was the one who sprung this idea of what he called a little Reconstruction Finance Corporation based on Herbert Hoover's idea, which actually was being sunsetted by Congress about that time. But he came up with this idea of the Kentucky Economic Development Authority to start giving assistance to businesses in terms of loans and such like that. Very simple and straightforward program. Kentucky was the first was one of the first states to do that. Pennsylvania was another state, and I think New Hampshire was another. The point here is that this policy started very simply, and other governors followed up on it and kept adding to it as the national competition, or as some people call it, the war between the states, bad grammar, war among the states, started to look for more jobs to build the economies of their states.
Did you discover anything in terms of, okay, we give these corporations tax breaks, but we make up that revenue by having more people employed with better incomes and they're buying goods and services?
I don't think it does. And here's the problem. Somebody has to pay, because when the corporations come in, they need facilities, they need highways, water, other forms of transportation. You're constantly giving tax breaks, and the state is paying for the new infrastructure development. Somebody has to pay. One of the major arguments in the state that formed the direction that things were going to go happened in the early 60s, when the state, after decades of discussion back and forth, permanently instituted a sales tax. A sales tax is naturally regressive. That is, it falls harder on people of lower income than it does on those of higher income. So when that was done, and with taxes on necessities such as food and medical items and the like, the working people of Kentucky had to pay for this development. Then, as time passed, more and more tax exemptions were given to businesses so that they didn't have to pay sales tax on things. At the outset, that sales tax was crafted to be business friendly. And as time passed, more and more sales tax exemptions were given to business. Take that one step further. In the 1990s, beyond the sales tax, the state actually allowed companies to implement a tax on their employees if they would develop in certain areas such as Eastern Kentucky. So employees had to forego temporarily for a tax year part of their income until they filed their tax returns the following year, in which the state gave them some of that back. So it was a really, I think, disingenuous way to fund economic development and, in my opinion, unfair to the workers.
Is there a lesson other states can learn from the path Kentucky took with its long-term economic development policy?
This is such a deeply ingrained part of our national policies in 50 states that I'm not sure there are lessons to be learned, because it is so competitive. And one of the words that pops up in Kentucky time after time after time is we need to be competitive. Competition. We have to meet the competition. It's the only way we can improve our quality of life, our standard of living. And it is so deeply ingrained. Someone from the Federal Reserve suggested a number of years ago that this policy is really unconstitutional. But it's not probably not going to make it to the courts because it is so deeply ingrained and there is such institutional support for this economic development policy. Probably one lesson that states could learn, and it's a really problematic one, is that states should not let corporations that are interested in locating in a particular state have localities competing with each other over the location of a particular industry. And this happens across the country. So that the locality that can come up with the best bid, or as some people call it, the best bribe, wins. And I just think that that's highly destructive because it's not economically sound because it can cost more than the community can afford. And it's not socially sound because the people end up paying, not only end up paying for it, the economic side, but the quality of their life may well suffer as a result.
Timothy Collins is Assistant Director of the Illinois Institute for Rural Affairs, which is housed at Western Illinois University. His book, Selling the State, is free through the Institute's website. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.